Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And you're welcome back. Dr. Bryony Supple is a senior lecturer at the School of Education at UCC, and she is getting grown-ups to play with Lego today. It's happening today in the Rebel City as part of Cork Enterprise Week. And Dr. Bryony's on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're running a workshop as part of, it's called Lego Serious Play. What is this?
That's it. That's what I'm doing, yeah, as you said today, in Cork City, part of Local Enterprise Week, organised by the fantastic people in LEO Cork City. So I'm going to be having a bunch of people, about 30 people are going to be joining me today, engaging in Lego Serious Play. So essentially, I'm going to be asking them a series of questions. Today, the focus is on entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah.
And they're going to be building their responses to that question to help them think about their vision or their mission for their business, for example.
And why Lego? Why do you think that does something to the brain that sort of gives people this sort of building blocks to whatever they're doing in their life, their career, their offices?
Yeah, we have a kind of a saying, Lego Serious Play is like 3D printing your thoughts. So really, Lego is, look, it's a material, you know. There's lots of creative methods out there that use different kinds of materials, whether it's paint or, you know, crayons or that kind of thing. But Lego is really, I think it sparks people's interest. There's a very low kind of entry level for people to engage with Lego. I think, you know, certainly if I walked into a room and saw crayons and paper on the table, I'd probably walk out again. But, you know, it kind of invites people to experiment. And you can't really go wrong with it, I think, as well as is why people are really attracted to Lego, I think.
It's people maybe from corporate sectors and maybe a lot of office-bound work. Do you think there's this unlocks a creative thinking that might be missing in those environments?
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, Lego Serious Play as a method, it's really about, you know, getting people to think differently, getting people engaging with material that they wouldn't perhaps normally do to unlock those ideas. And we've all, you know, we've all been to kind of those meetings where you're sitting around in a circle and, you know, have to come up with ideas and brainstorm with, again, pens and paper. But there's really something about engaging with a material that's in 3D that kind of helps get those ideas out in front of you. And then it's really the storytelling. So the builds in a Lego Serious Play workshop are very, very brief, 3-5 minutes max, really. So the bulk of the session over, say, 2 hours is people telling the story of what they've built, and that's where the real magic comes out.
Are you a Lego fan yourself, Bryony? Do you?
It's funny. I probably only since being engaged in Lego Serious Play, I'd never come across Lego Serious Play as a method. Never was really engaged much with Lego. I have a son. He was never really that interested in Lego.
Oh.
But I went to a conference in 2018, a Lego Serious Play session at just a teaching and learning conference. And we used Lego Serious Play to talk about challenges in our teaching and learning. And I walked out and I was like, that is a method that I have to learn how to use. So I kind of came to it from the method itself as opposed to the Lego bricks.
Okay. And how exactly does it work? So we go in and you've got, it's time for a Lego Serious Play now. What happens? How many people do you put into a group together?
Well, usually, so for example, for today's session, I'll have about 30 people are going to be joining us. So I'd probably set them up in around groups of five. So in a circle table in groups of five, there'll be some Lego in the middle of the table. I'll do a warm-up activity with them. So it's really just getting to know the bricks, putting the bricks together. So it might be a simple activity, build a tower with you in it. Sometimes there's a build a tower with you in it and a strength you bring as part of your work. And then the participants will share that story within their group of four or five people that they'll be sitting with. And then the builds will then maybe increase in complexity. It might be build a vision for your business, for example. And again, the focus then is really on, and that build would only take about 5 minutes, and the focus then is on the participants telling the story then of what they envision, what is their vision that they see, and even also being able to identify obstacles within that vision. So That's typically what the session will look like for about an hour and a half today. So like I said, the builds are very short. So I think sometimes there's a nervousness, people saying, I've never played with Lego before, or I don't know how it works, or I don't know how to build amazing things. None of that applies at all to being engaged in a Lego Serious Play session.
Some people would be thinking, oh my God, I'm going to come across like an idiot. I'm here playing Lego in front of all my work colleagues, and build a vision for what you're doing. That sounds like a nightmare to an Irish head.
Well, I tell you, I've worked with plenty of Irish people at this stage, and you'd be surprised, I think. And I have had skeptics come to sessions before as well, and they openly say, I'm really not sure about this. You know, what are you going to ask us to do? But I have also had those same people come up to me at the end of workshops and say, I was a skeptic, but actually we spoke about things today in the room that we would never normally get to in a two-hour meeting, because right. You can go very serious, very quickly, very fast with what you're talking about, but in a kind of a non-judgmental and inclusive way as well.
And people kind of do things like use Lego to represent the fact that they want more women in the organisation, or various
exactly.
goals. That's kind of
yep,
thing. What kind of companies have come to you so far and used this?
Look, I've had, I did a session with Ishka Aaron last year. Yeah. I've worked with FAI. I've worked with internal to my own organisation within UCC. I've worked with, there's a number of organisations both within the education sector as well as industry that are really looking at this. You know, the brief I tend to get is we want to do something different. For example, vision and mission, I've done those kind of workshops. Team building is a really common one as well, like communication challenges that teams are facing. So those kind of issues, people come to me and say, we just want to do things differently. We want to have a little bit of fun. We want to get people engaged and working together. And that's where the Lego Serious Play comes. It just meets that brief. It ticks all those boxes.
Lovely. Listen, well, I have just before I let you go, you have a lovely Australian accent. How did you come to being here and down in UCC?
Well, of course, I married an Irishman and married a man from Limerick. So for my sins, yep.
good things. And you're delighted. You're living down in Cork. How long?
Since 2016.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's always nice to hear an Australian accent. Never affected, I noticed, by living in Ireland.
No. I wonder how long I'll be here before I get my Cork citizenship. So I'm waiting for that now.
Yeah, okay. No, you'll be a blow-in forever. Nobody gets those.
Nobody gets those.
Especially if you're married to a Limerick man. That'd be extra trouble. It's interesting stuff. Thank you so much, Dr. Brownie Supple, Senior Lecturer at School of Education at UCC, and it's the Local Enterprise Week. Good luck and enjoy the Lego.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
And we're part of the Cork City LEO today, which will be great.
Perfect. Enjoy that.